Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That was Greg Brown saying that he thinks the Pirates will get at least, will make at least one move in free agency we would not have dreamed about 10 years ago. And talked about paring payroll and saving now to spend later. Save a dollar today to spend $2 tomorrow is pretty much what he said. And you heard my reaction live when he said it. We are all, I think, I don't want to always put words in your mouth, Malzi or Donnie's, but I think we're all of the opinion we have to see it to believe it. None of us are going to predict that. Starkey and Zangrilli went back and forth on this audio. Joe played it. Dan reacted. And Dan started dreaming big. Dan started throwing names like Bo Bichette out there and Toronto having a big year. Blue Jays shocking everybody, picked to finish last in the AL East. They're in first place. Bichette, the son of Dante Bichette, the former Rocky, a big reason why, middle infielder. And so Dan floated that name out to Joe, and this was Joe's reaction to that.
But what kind of move?
Right.
Bo Bichette is projected to get a $200 million salary.
Right.
If that happens here, I'll do 10 shows in my underwear.
Oh, boy.
You will?
Yes. A $200 million deal from
Mark
Bob
that
Nutting?
Down, Austin.
10 shows in his underwear.
Man,
if he wants to threaten the Pirates to not make the move, he just did. Not that they needed any encouraging or any prodding.
Correct.
Which I think we could technically get away with.
Joe doing the show that way?
Even with YouTube. Like, I think if he went in there.
Just in his tidy whiteies.
But didn't. Obviously, you don't want him roaming the hallways because that's going to make people uncomfortable.
It's going to be like Will Ferrell in Old School.
But I think if he just stayed in studio. Does Odyssey Pittsburgh have a rule that says you have to have a shirt on at work?
I don't think so, because Joe's, well, no, they probably do.
But he's taken the shirt off before.
I know, but he's not kept his shirt off.
And twirled it around his head and made
that could be thought of
his
as
yippy noises.
In the throes of celebration, like a moment of insanity that just kept repeating itself. Bo Bichette is projected to get, if it's a $200 million contract, his market value on SpotTrack is $21.1 million. I feel like he would probably get paid more than that.
I also think it's funny that you went right to the idea that you think Joe wears underwear and not boxers. You think he's just wearing
the old
school.
It's a funnier visual if it's like Will Ferrell in Old School wearing the tidy whiteies.
I agree with that, but what do you actually think that's the direction he goes
with? This is
going
to shock you, Pony. I've never really stopped to consider, for the record, whether Joe is a boxers or briefs guy.
Well, he did say underwear himself.
When somebody says underwear, so that's a good point. When somebody says underwear, do you assume they're wearing tidy whiteies?
Yeah,
because I think if you're wearing boxers, you say I'm wearing boxers.
Yeah.
Two different things.
I'll do it in my boxers because you never wear underwear.
Right.
I also didn't have it. Joe is a free spirit, as you know.
I thought, putting him mildly.
I thought it was possible that he was a free-balling guy.
No.
Yeah.
Think about all the days you'd wear jeans and the pitfalls of that.
Like zipping himself in it?
Just generally. Yeah. Denim in general, not a great mix.
Fair enough. And also, he's so like germophobic that the idea of there not being a layer of protection between the thing he is like, yes, the jean is between the chair, whatever he's sitting on.
But nothing's between himself and the jean.
Yeah, I think Joe would want the extra layer of protection now that I think about this.
Now, college-age Joe would just be doing, he'd be vowing to do shows clothed.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. Like, did something change in him as a human where he went from this guy that would, like, ride bikes around his neighborhood naked and he would party for 24 straight hours too?
This doesn't exactly take Dick Tracy to figure out here. He stopped, he quit drinking.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.